Hello, my friends. This is astrologer DK Brainerd, and you're listening to the Stars for the People Astrology Podcast here on EmpowerRadio.com, empowering you. We're going to keep this one short and sweet this week. A lot going on. Mercury retrograde. I'm actually finding this Mercury retrograde to be, the usual kind of craziness going on, but it's feeling sort of supportive to me. It's in my sixth house, my solar sixth house, of work and daily routine and structure. And my daily routine is definitely all over the place, as I am back in New Orleans for the month of January, you know, trying to hook up with, get together with old friends and clients and this wonderful spiritual community here, and also just overjoyed to be spending time every day with my daughter again, you know, and at the same time trying to balance the whole keeping up with work obligations thing. But it's interesting, it's and we can tend to have such a hard time with Mercury retrograde because we don't like to slow down and we don't want to have to do things differently. But what Mercury is actually doing when it's retrograde three times a year is giving us the opportunity to tune in to how the processes in that part of our life, whatever part of your life where Mercury is in your chart, you know, how those processes are running. And it's amazing how much a little bit of focus, how far a little bit of focus can go in making, you know, any part of our life run better. But we're so programmed to do, always be on the run, you know, getting off on that stress high. Oh, and which gives me a chance to do something that I've wanted to do for several weeks now, but I keep forgetting. So I want to mention that this week's Stars for the People podcast is brought to you by Abilify. Almost as good as marijuana or cocaine, but not quite as fun. You know, you've probably seen all these commercials for these sort of designer pharmaceuticals that are like, hey man, take this and you don't have to deal with any of the problems in your life, but you'll be able to function at a high level. Which, you know, come to think of it, is exactly what cocaine promises you. And maybe this isn't the time or place to get into the copious amount of research that has been done that says that drugs like Prozac and Abilify and Zoloft, etc., actually have basically the same action on the brain as cocaine does. So we tend to laugh at all of the patent medicines, you know, that were so prevalent in the 19th century, the snake oil salesmen, etc. And, you know, one of the favorite ingredients of those patent medicines, including Coca-Cola in the early days, was cocaine. Well, let's, you know, because cocaine can make your brain feel good in limited doses. Anyway, you know, rather than Abilifying ourselves, we could decide to work with the Mercury retrogrades and slow down and realize that we can get off the merry-go-round of the stress high, which does feel good. You know, I'm a coffee tweaker. Love to have my latte and my caffeine. Like to feel like I'm busy and important. But when I do let myself slow down and flow with the astrology, you know, it makes a huge difference in my quality of life. So I suggest that, you know, that might be something you want to consider, especially with another eclipse coming up this week. The eclipse is on Thursday night, or Friday, depending on your time zone. So in the Pacific time zone, the Capricorn solar eclipse at 25 degrees Capricorn arrives at, oh, interestingly enough, 11:11 p.m. 11:11 being a master portal number. Whenever I see 11:11, it tells me that I'm on the right track and that I need to pay attention because something cosmic is trying to come through. Something that is beyond what my narrow ego focus is. And in the Eastern time zone, the eclipse arrives early Friday morning. That's at 2:11 a.m. Eastern time. So I want to talk about this eclipse. We are in the middle of eclipse season, and the eclipse that hits on Friday in Capricorn will be the last eclipse for about the next 6 months. And, you know, that's good news as far as the chaos factor goes. Mercury will also be returning to direct motion on Friday at right around noon Eastern time. So the 2 days or so around Mercury's retrograde station and Mercury's direct station tend to be the most intense couple days of the Mercury retrograde phenomenon. And throwing an eclipse on Friday, you know, I'm reminded of the seven eclipse remedies that came to me last year, and which are now posted on the homepage as links in both text and video form. So, in addition to being sponsored by Abilify, this week's podcast is sponsored, as always, by wordsforthepeople.com. That's my astrology website. If you haven't heard of it, you can get your free in-depth weekly horoscopes every week, every Monday, at www.wordsforthepeople.com, or just Google DK Brainerd. That will lead you there. But I do have the seven eclipse remedies posted as both text and video format now. And, you know, one of the remedies is that one of the best ways to deal with these kind of chaotic energy times is to lower your expectations. And I would definitely advise that for this week. If there's one piece of good sound astrological advice I could give you in this podcast, it is lower your expectations, because both the Mercury retrograde and the eclipse phenomenon tend to make things a little bit crazy, a little bit chaotic, a little bit more intense than usual. And trying to hold yourself to your normal life and forward motion standards of accountability when life is not astrologically moving in forward motion, but the energy is rather moving inward and backward and kind of swirling downward into the psyche, well, that's a recipe for disaster, which, again, disaster literally means against astro, the stars. So disaster means working against the stars. Okay, I'd like to talk about briefly what this eclipse means for each of the signs of the zodiac. So I do feel optimistic about this eclipse. It's a solar eclipse, which means it's the end of an old cycle of experience and the start of a new cycle. The eclipse happens in a very close conjunction to Venus. Venus in Capricorn, you know, can be known as sort of a calculating energy of ambition and wealth. But, you know, Venus is a nice energy, and it softens up some of that Capricorn ambitious or acquisitive energy. And I actually just feel that, you know, when you have Venus conjunct an eclipse, that's a nice softening, sort of bringing an energy of luxury or an energy of love and relationship into the mix. So what does this mean by sign? Well, for Capricorns, you know, especially those of you that were born late in the sign, this is going to be, it's a chance to really let go of a part of your personality that isn't serving you anymore, and to tune into, there's a new part of you, a new mask that you're going to wear in life, a new role that you're destined to play, that's trying to come into the picture. And you may not be clear as far as what that is right now, but this is a time to sort of get quiet, meditate, get centered, and tune into that new part of yourself that's emerging now. Okay, for Aquarius, this eclipse is happening in your 12th house, which is your house of the deep unconscious mind. You know, Aquarius, things are about to get better in a big way here, with Jupiter moving into Pisces, Venus moving into Pisces in February. And Jupiter moving into Pisces at the end of this week, on Sunday the 17th. So, you know, that's going to really bring a very positive energy, I think, for you. But in the meantime, this eclipse is really asking you to get in touch with, you know, there's some process in your deep unconscious mind that is calling out for recognition. And when we ignore these energies, they will always come back to bite us. So as the great psychologist Carl Jung said, the unconscious always compensates for the biases of the conscious mind. So get in touch. Use this eclipse to get in touch with that part of yourself that, as David Bowie says in It Ain't Easy on Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars, there's a hoochie-coochie woman calling from inside. She's calling from inside, trying to get to you. What the woman really wants, you could give her something too. You know, so find out what that energy is. Pisces, this eclipse happens in your 11th house. The 11th house is about your dreams and your ideals for the future. So, you know, this is asking you to maybe let go of an old dream or goal or ambition that you may still be unconsciously clinging to, even though it's not really what you want to create, and really tuning into what is it that I want to create in this next major cycle of my life. Aries, this eclipse is happening in your 10th house of career and status. So same phenomenon. It's time to let go of, you know, a career goal, a way of defining yourself as a public person that may have been working for you in the past, but, you know, if you think about it and really meditate on it, it's not really who you are anymore. That makes room for you to tune into who you really are and to really align yourself with that as we go into 2010. Taurus, this eclipse is happening in your 9th house. The 9th house is the higher mind, wisdom, also foreign countries, foreign travels, publishing, universities, legal matters, asking you to let go of an old cycle in this area of your life and tune into a new cycle. A lot of times for Taurus, this will come through the body. So a very good week to, you know, be involved, be engaged in your yoga practice, your martial arts practice, or whatever physical routine you use to get in touch with your deeper self, with your soul self. If you don't have that, a good time to start would be right after this eclipse. Gemini, this is in your 8th house. The 8th house is, you know, the house of death and rebirth, of psychological transformations, transition and surrender, also other people's money. So very important as you move into the new year to get in touch with what this eclipse is showing you about where you share sour power, sex, and money with other people and how you share that. And let go of what's not serving you in this area. Cancer, this solar eclipse is happening in your 7th house of relationships. A lot of times a 7th house eclipse like this will demand that we let go of a person, of a relationship that is not working for us anymore. Sometimes that person will, you know, just magically sort of disappear out of our life, either through a breakup, a move, or something like that. And again, you know, what this eclipse is asking you to tune into is, how do I want to define myself in the mirror of my relationships? What is my relationship paradigm going forward? How can I let go of negative patterns of relating that have defined me up to this point? And that makes room for that abundant, harmonious, grounded, you know, successful person to come into your life, whether it's romantic, business relationship, friend, agent, therapist, whoever that might be. Leo, this eclipse is falling in your 6th house of work and service, daily routine. You know, asking you to let go of some old patterns of defining yourself in regards to work that may just be taking a step up and saying, hey, there are some things I have to do in my life that I don't particularly enjoy, but I can reframe that to myself and realize that when I do those, life runs better for myself and for the people that I love. Virgo. Let's talk about creativity, because that's where it's at for you. So strong for you right now. You know, this eclipse is really asking you to get in touch with some of your fears around really being a creative person and what play means to you. You know, this extends into your romantic relationships as well, in the sense that if you are playing, if you are flowing, if you have a hobby or a creative practice that enables you to get out of that Virgo monkey mind for a while and really tune into your soul, it's going to make all of your life run better. It's going to make you, allow you to let go and to flow with the romance of life. And that in turn, if you're single and you're looking for, a romantic partner this year, being able to flow like that, being in touch with your own soul, is going to really dramatically change the quality of the partners that are available to you. That's vibrational medicine right there, my friend. Libra, this eclipse is in your fourth house. This is a major, major area for you that Saturn in Libra is activating right now. Fourth house is about home and family, your parents, emotional patterns that come from your family and childhood experience. So this eclipse is asking you to let go of a way of defining yourself through your parents' emotional patterns, to really get in touch with that pattern, work through it, let it go, so that you can define yourself and you can define what security, what security and emotional stability mean based on who you are, not on your parents' unfinished business. Scorpio, solar eclipse is in your third house of thoughts and communication. This eclipse is really asking you to let go of a rigid way of thinking about life that obviously isn't working for you. And when you do that, you can tune into your own power to create a lot more of the life you want by tuning into thoughts that work for you, thoughts that make you feel good. Listening to a little Louise Hay, the Queen of Affirmations. Louise Hay has an awesome audio CD called 100 Affirmations for Success, or 100 Affirmations to Help You Heal Your Life, or something like that. Mainlining some of that stuff, especially when you're falling asleep or when you're getting up in the morning. Any other kind of self-hypnosis, very good medicine for you this week. Sagittarius, the eclipse is in your second house of money and income. Don't expect it to change this week, although it could. As my dear friend and mentor, Carrie Roy, over at NewOrleansPsychic.com. That's right, www.NewOrleansPsychic.com, an awesome psychic, also a great teacher. As Carrie has reminded me repeatedly the last couple months, historically, mythologically, Pluto is also the god of wealth. And with Pluto in Capricorn and with the solar eclipse in Capricorn, what the universe is trying to tell you is it's time to let go of very narrowly defined ego definitions of what wealth and money mean to you. And tune into the bigger picture. Tune into what the world needs now. Because when you're helping to offer the world what it needs now, you have the opportunity not only this year, but in the years to come, to really become very powerfully wealthy. So this eclipse is asking you to let go of old patterns, old money patterns, old negative, limited ways of thinking about money, and tune into what does abundance mean for me? Not according to what I've been programmed to believe, but to what my soul is trying to create in this lifetime. Okay, I hope you found this useful and enjoyable. It's Mercury retrograde. I'm having a hard time putting words together, but feels like the flow has been good. The information has been good. And remember, you can always send me feedback on how I'm doing. There's an email link right here on the Empower Radio website. Check out some of the other really great Empower Radio programs that are coming online regularly now. And I think once the retrograde's over, we got a couple great new programs that are starting up. And, in the meantime, don't forget to come over to wordsforthepeople.com, where you've got your free weekly horoscopes on Monday, plus video, monthly video forecasts, and lots of other great resources. It's my pleasure to be a channel for this information, and I wish you really a truly blessed week of self-discovery, of personal evolution, and a prosperous and abundant 2010. So until next week, this is astrologer DK Brainerd saying, may you go with the stars. I've seen the best minds of my generation refuse to take their medication. Your electroshocks, your chemical pills,
I've seen the best minds of my generation washing windows at the service station. Gas up the beat